But when it comes to the officials in Maui, here's the mayor of Maui refusing to answer a basic question. This is reminiscent, by the way, this is reminiscent of Sandy Hook. Do you remember when the sheriff came out at Sandy Hook and he said, it was a long gun. It was a shotgun. Yes, it was an AR-15. I'm sorry, you're a sheriff? You don't know the difference between a shotgun and an AR-15? Where is the weapon? It's in my trunk. Really? It's just chilling in your trunk? Can you go get it? Can we see it? Remember when that coroner came out? Sandy Hook. The coroner. This man was a large man, very goofy, chuckled awkwardly at the end of every answer that he gave, wore a white lab coat for effect. Remember the coroner when he came out and the question was, how many children were shot? I'm not sure. Well, we don't know. How many boys and how many girls? Oh, well, we're not sure. How many did you see? How many did you examine? What was the cause of death? Well, the cause of death was, gunshots. Okay, then how many were dead? We're not sure. How many did you examine? I'm not sure. In the case of Sandy Hook, the authorities, or at least the crisis actors portraying the authorities, had no information about how many children had been shot. No information about the dead children in Sandy Hook. How many victims? We don't know. Can you give us an estimate? No, I cannot. Fast forward to 2023. The question goes to the mayor of Maui. How many children are dead?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. How many children are missing? You know.
I knew the answer to that. I would be happy to answer that.
You have no estimate as to how many children are missing?
I guess nothing? We can end this right now if you guys want.
Sorry. This is one of the biggest questions that the people of Lahaina have, but you don't want to answer. It always takes one or two to ruin it for everybody. Please, this is our first.
Well, we can say that about you.
You've
ruined it for everybody.
You're welcome to say it.
You're the media. You can say whatever you want.
You're a disaster.
All right. Okay.
You've been the worst mayor we could possibly imagine.
Respect what?
This is the most dismal response we've ever had.
You won't wait for your turn. You want to shout over these guys that are legitimate.
Why don't you give them the real answers then? Give them the real answers.
That's not his question.
Let him.
You can go.
I don't have to answer these questions. I don't know the answer to these questions. You don't have the right to ask me these questions. If you speak out of turn, if you demand answers from your officials, from your elected officials, we're just going to shut this down. We're not going to answer questions. Do you perceive the contempt that they have for us? They don't even bother trotting out crisis actors to pretend not to know the answers to the questions. In this case, I mean, Sandy Hook is 5 years ago. In Sandy Hook, they at least pretended to be retarded. I have no idea. How many kids did you examine? We have no idea. How many bodies are there? Not sure. Did you count them? No, I forgot to. This is a press conference. Can you go count them and come back? At Sandy Hook, they pretended to be dumb. Here, there's no pretense. There's no pretense of incompetence here. If you, citizen, step out of line, if you, citizen, have a problem, if you have a question, you're the one with the problem. You're the one that is out of line. I will shut this down right now. I will stop asking questions right now. You don't have the right to ask me these questions, bub. Who are you anyway? I'm the mayor of Maui. I'm the decider. I decide what happens here at this press conference. It only takes one or two bad reporters to shut this down. We won't even have a presser anymore. The public doesn't have a right to know anything if you ask me questions about how many children are missing in these wildfires. There is a distinct change going on here. The temperature has been dialed up quite a bit. They've gone from feigning incompetence to just nakedly showing their teeth in contempt of you. The elites in these United States, from the city council and up, have nothing but disdain for you. You are a carbon-producing, waste-producing byproduct of your mother and father, accidental, should have been aborted. You are a mouth to feed. You are a body to slowly poison to death. You are a healthcare case to keep alive for as long as possible, heavily medicated. You are a taxed consumer. Whose only good is to be squeezed, to excrete as much economic activity out of you as possible until you have reached the end of your useful life, in which case the death panels will be awaiting your judgment. There is a marked shift in tone between the kind of goofy, kind of weird, well, he is a coroner. I mean, he does deal with dead people all day. Do you kind of give him a pass for being a little goofy? This may be the first time he's ever been in front of so many cameras, certainly in front of a national camera crew. Maybe he's nervous. I don't know. There's almost, if you squint your eyes and you cock your head and you take a swig of whiskey, you could almost explain the behaviors both of the sheriff and of the coroner. But there is only one explanation for this guy.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. How many children are missing? You know.
I wish I knew the answer to that. I would be happy to answer that.
You have no estimate as to how many children are missing?
I guess we can end this right now, if you guys want.
Sorry. This is one of the biggest questions that the people of Lahaina have, but you don't want
to
answer.
It always takes one or two to ruin it for everybody.
Please, this is our first time. This is our only opportunity.
Well, we could say that about you. You've ruined it for everybody.
You're welcome
to say it. You're the media. You can say whatever you want.
You're a disaster.
All right. Okay.
Sorry, you've been the worst mayor we could possibly imagine.
You won't even wait.
Respect what? This is the most dismal response we've ever had.
You won't wait for your turn. You want to shout over these guys that are legitimate.
Why don't you give them the real answers then? Give them the real answers.
Respect in this man's mind means don't ask me tough questions, don't do your job, don't try to report anything, don't hold me accountable, don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass the regime. Respect means you need to behave. You need to simply report what I tell you to report, period, end of story. And if you refuse to do that, we're not going to have press conferences. Or if we do, you're not invited. You don't get a press pass. You're not going to be anybody who is invited to the press passes. You don't get to ask questions anymore. I'm not calling on you anymore. You don't get to participate. That's what respect means in the new world order, in the new USSR. Incidentally, in the United States of America, which stands for Usury, Sodomy, and Abortion, USA, a perversion of the world, the flesh, and the devil, we have now reached Soviet-level tactics. It's one thing for the government merely to lie to you and say, oh, yeah, there was this thing at Sandy Hook. How many bodies? We don't know. How many children? We don't know. Boys or girls? Not important. Where's the gun? In my trunk. What type of gun was it? It was both a shotgun and an AR-15. You guys don't know the difference. It was a long gun. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It was a thing. You know the thing. It's one thing for them merely to lie to you, to lie to your face. It's perfectly legal for the government to lie to you. If you lie to the government, that's a felony. It is perfectly legal for the cops to lie to you. If you lie to the cops, that's a crime. They lie all the time. They lie for a living. I know some of you out there want to back the blue. I know some of you want to do that. I know that your instinct is patriotic. I know that your intentions are good. Police lie. They lie.